You're listening to Pearls, curious bits of biblical wisdom to spark your creativity, direct your daily Bible study, or simply pique your interest in spiritual matters. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In 2 Corinthians 13:14, Paul ends his letter with this mystery of the church. There's little doubt that the Trinity was one of the great theological mysteries in Paul's day, as well as ours. But what does the Bible say about the Trinity? There are some who think that because we believe in monotheism, one God, we cannot accept the concept of the Trinity. Yet the Bible teaches that the Godhead consists of three divine persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, each fully God, each showing the divine nature as made evident in Luke's account of Jesus' baptism in the third chapter of his synoptic gospel. The Father is the fountainhead of the Trinity, the creator and the first cause. He's the primary thought, the concept of all that has been created. Jesus said in John 5:17, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." The Son is the logos, or expression of God, the only begotten of the Father, and he himself is God. Further, as God incarnate, he reveals the Father to us. Jesus told Philip in John 14:9 that anyone who has seen him has seen the Father. The Son of God is both the agent of creation and mankind's only redeemer. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, proceeds from the Father and is worshipped and glorified together with the Father and the Son. He inspired the scriptures, empowers and equips God's people for Christian service, and convicts the world, according to John 16:8, of sin, righteousness, and judgment. All three persons of the Godhead are eternal. The Father exists and has existed forever. With him always existed his expression, the Son. Always the Father loved the Son, and the Son loved and served the Father. From that relationship of love exists the Spirit of God, who is eternal and has existed forever. The Father did not exist first, then later the Son, and still later the Spirit. They all three have existed from before there was anything that could begin. Three distinct persons, all functioning as one. Upon the occasion of Jesus' baptism, all three persons were present and active. The Father spoke from heaven, the Son was fulfilling all righteousness, and the Spirit descended upon the Son like a dove. 1 Corinthians 12, 4-6 describes how the same Spirit is the source for all kinds of spiritual gifts, how God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. Ephesians 4, 4-6 teaches that there is one body, one Spirit, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, in all, and living through all. In 2 Thessalonians 2, 13-14, we find the authors thanking the Father God for the individual believers in Thessalonica, declaring that it is the Spirit that makes us holy, calling us to the salvation which we receive and share with our Lord Jesus Christ. The existence of the Trinity is a mystery that one day we will understand clearly. For now, we know that the Bible teaches it, and Jesus revealed it, and the Christian church, from the beginning, has confessed and safeguarded this precious truth. All glory to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Pearls is an outreach of Strong Tower Church in beautiful Casper, Wyoming. You can find an archive of our messages and relevant teaching on YouTube by typing Strong Tower Casper in the search bar.